You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
While we were doing rattle off yesterday, in fact, our winner was a woman named Erin, and she happened to tell us while we were chatting with her that she was going back for a second interview for a new job that she would like to get that she said would increase her pay by like 25%. Anyway, we got into this whole discussion about second interviews, and I was going off saying, you know, sometimes I think the interview process is a little overdone. I mean, how many really important questions are asked in interviews anymore? Mm-hmm. I guess it depends on the job. If it's some highfalutin job, then I see it.
You kind of get it, but...
But I keep witnessing. I was telling you, a couple of months ago about me witnessing an interview at a fast food place. I was there just drinking an iced tea, doing some work on my laptop, and the guy was... the manager was interviewing some young kid, looked like he was like 17 maybe,
right,
and was asking all the usual dumb questions, asking a 17-year-old where they expected to be, where they saw themselves in 5 or 10 years.
I'm like, I was wondering if they still ask that question.
They did. The guy said, I heard
where
him say,
do you see yourself,
where do you see yourself in the next 5 or 10 years?
That's such a,
and the kid's back was to me, so
question.
I couldn't really hear his mumbled answer.
It's a stupid question.
Jeremy, it's such a stupid question.
I don't know.
Especially if you're going to go work. I mean, this wasn't a fast food place. It was a casual dining restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference, I guess. What do you tell the manager of a fast food or casual dining restaurant where you see yourself in 5 years? And will that land you the job?
Right. Do you say, hopefully not here? Are you allowed to say that?
See? And would
like,
you
this
hire-
is just a college job, sir.
And would you hire them for saying
for being
that?
Honest?
I think I might.
I think I might, too. Like, well, can I get a solid 2 years out of you before you move on?
God, these days in that industry, if you can get 2 months.
6 months? I mean,
you're
what
doing
are we looking
really
at?
Well what with the turnover in that industry. So we were wondering, we want to open up the phones and phone and text lines both. And we want to talk about the interview questions that you got or heard. Or had to give, if you were a manager, forced to ask questions in an interview. What are some of the worst, most inane, ridiculous interview questions?
Yeah.
And part B of this is, if you don't have that, do you have a story about an interview that's gone horribly wrong? Whether it was something that was said, something that happened to you, maybe like you got a nosebleed during the interview.
You right? had the toots, you know,
yes.
something, upset
right.
stomach.
Maybe you had to get up, you had intestinal distress,
right.
as they call it. You
right,
had to
right.
run out of the room. We want your best, funniest interview stories along with the questions that none of us understand.
Please.
And maybe you can explain why sometimes a second interview is required.
Mm-hmm.
She told us that she had to interview now up the line. Like, she interviewed with one person, and then she's got to go back to an interview with a team of others.
Yeah.
I'm like, my
it's like,
God,
how many
what a
people
bunch of,
and the same
what a bunch
questions.
Of
and...
Can you just trust somebody to hire the right people?
Right, right.
We're going to interview you now because that first person that interviewed you, we don't trust a damn thing they say.
Yeah, so now we need a shot at you, a crack at you.
Right. Right now we're talking about a couple of things involving interviews. The worst questions you've ever received from someone who was interviewing you, or horrible things that have happened to you, horrible funny, let's say, that have happened. We're going to go to the phones. I want to talk to Alex and Michael, but let me read one real fast before we go to their calls. This is from Tracy. She said, I was so nervous at an interview that I laughed at everything they said. I was 20 years old and so nervous. They asked about my family and I laughed. They asked about what I was studying in school and I laughed. Then the manager told me a story about a tragic accident that had happened at the company as a warning about things I might have to deal with, and I laughed at the tragic story.
Oh, no.
She says, I did not get the job and finally learned how to stop laughing when I was nervous.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me tell you a tragic thing that You're happened like, here at our company.
That's hilarious.
This guy's so like, good. Oh my God, we've got a totally complete
kind of
serial
psycho
killer.
Here. Somebody named Wes wrote in and says, I was being interviewed and I farted out loud. Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, well, that's...
That'll happen.
Jeremy, that's that gastrointestinal distress that we talked about. Alex, I'm so glad you called. Do you have an interview story for us?
I sure do, boys. Thanks for having me on. So, I was a supervisor at one point, and we were interviewing someone over a Zoom appointment, and it started off okay, but then their eyes started to flutter, and they started to get, like, real weird and quiet and flurry. And then it became very apparent that they were on something during the interview, and about midway during the interview, they actually passed out and fell asleep.
Oh, no.
Them sleep over a Zoom meeting, and that was the end of the interview.
So they didn't get the job?
Oh, your phone broke.
Oh, no.
We lost Alex. I wonder if they recorded that, because sometimes all of these Zoom calls are recorded.
Right.
That's funny. Alex, thanks for the call. Here's Michael. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
Funny story of what happened during an interview.
So I was out of work for like 9 months, and I walked by this restaurant that said now hiring. So I went and gave them a resume. They told me to come back to interview like 2 days later. So I was like, you know, sure, okay. And I was really happy about it. On my way walking up there, I saw about 9 cop cars. So I was, you know, dressed up in a blue shirt and, you know, black slacks. And apparently, I matched the description of a suspect in the area.
Oh,
that
no.
Just robbed a bank.
Oh, no. Hands behind your back, sir.
Oh, yeah. So I get to the parking lot of the restaurant, and there's a cop car waiting for me in the parking lot.
Oh, man.
Oh, I love
that's
that.
Scary.
Michael, we got to run. Can you imagine just standing there with your prospective new employer watching you being frisked?
Yes. Well, I'm not getting this job. Christine from Lakewood texted in. She was asked what jelly bean flavor she would be. What does that have to do with anything?
That's fantastic. Matthew says, I read someone's resume where they said they had, quote, great attention to detail. And they spelled it D-E-T-A-L-E.
That's the winner right there.
You wrote back to this one person in the back because they wanted to know, pick an animal that best describes you as an individual. That's Christy.
Oh, yeah, and I wrote back, what animal did you pick? Did they reply?
Yeah, she says, it was a grocery store interview. I said a donkey because I was strong and able to lift and carry heavy objects.
Yes, you can lift 50 pounds over your head. What a great answer.
I'm a hard worker when properly motivated, but will stand my ground if Yeehaw. Need be. I'm a donkey.
But in reality, I'm a real jackass. here's another one along the same line. Somebody was interviewing for a school district administrator, and they were asked, if you were a cartoon character, who would you be and why?
Oh, for God's sake.
That's so stupid. These are just people that don't do interviews for a living or ever, you know, just being thrown in to do an interview, I think. My buddy, I had a buddy who was interviewing for an Amazon job, and he said the interview was broken over 2 days, 4 hours on one day and 4 hours.
4 hours?
For another day. That's how long the interview was. They sent him homework to study the questions that they were going to ask him. And he said towards the end of it, they actually had a guy come on the phone and his title was bar raiser, as in raising the bar. And so his job was to interview, you know, again and ask, you know, more questions and stuff to see if you would be raising the bar for their company and other employees that were working there.
8 hours of interview.
8 hours
kind
of interview.
What was this?
I did something for Amazon.
IT?
Yeah, something computer related.
Holy
for
crap. I can't even imagine how many questions takes up 4 hours.
Yeah.
That would have to be like.
And then to have homework beforehand.
100 questions?
They sent him a bunch of stuff that he needed to read and study. And
no, thank you.
Isn't that crazy? That's what
no
I said.
Job
I was like,
is
nope,
worth that.
Nope. And then to be hit with the bar raiser at the end. It's like, yeesh.
Some of this stuff is so flipping pretentious. I told you, we're watching that show called We Crashed. Mm-hmm. It's about the WeWork company and everything that they went through before, you know, they blew up or whatever. And they've got a lot of that kind of stuff, like the, you know, they're trying to raise the global consciousness and everything. And like, I don't want to work for that company.
Don't, just tell me about your dental plan.
Matthew wrote back with another one. He says, I gave a virtual interview and the applicant used their phone to call in, but they put it on the table. And I was looking up his nose the entire time.
So many messages coming in, you guys.
This one, Vicky, more farting. Here's one's an interview with a tech company, and a higher manager came in, took one look at me, and said, "Oh, a girl? Can we expect a lawsuit out of you?"
Oh my God.
There's a company you want to go work for.
The cartoon character person wrote back in and said they chose Moana off impulse. Came up with some reason why.
Who would I pick? For cartoon? How did they word it? What kind of cartoon character?
If you were a cartoon character, who would you be?
God, who would I be?
I don't know. I'd have to really think about that.
The Roadrunner?
That's exactly what I was thinking, because you're like cunning and quick.
Fast
at your job. Yes. That's a good one, I think.
Could you just for fun say Goofy?
I want to be Tigger so I can bounce on out of this stupid interview. There's a lot of them coming in, you guys. Thank you. A lot of really bad interview questions.
Let me, here's one. I told you it would be great to hear what questions you had to ask as an interviewer.
Mm-hmm.
Allie says, one of our questions we had to ask at a fast food restaurant was, would you consider yourself a loyal person? And can you describe a time you were loyal? She says, had a guy answer, yeah, I've been dating this girl for 2 weeks. Haven't cheated on her yet.
Hey,
that's pretty loyal.
You're hired. you guys. Oh,
you guys
make us laugh. Real quick. Marley, HR manager. She's a I don't know. HR manager. Actually, those weird off-the-wall questions are very widely used nowadays because the typical interview questions have been used again and again and again. The random off-the-wall questions help a company see if the person can think on their feet, be creative, etc. It breaks up the monotony. So now they're just throwing up. They're just throwing crap at you now. Because they got nothing else.
Yeah,
essentially.
I see.
They have no other interview questions.
I see how on paper that works. But what does it really say about somebody being able to think fast on their feet to work at a McDonald's if you ask them what kind of cartoon character? I mean, what are you really
getting out of that? Or like a retail job or something like that. You're getting nothing out of that except making that person feel stupid.
Especially right now, since you just... Well, how about this? Can you wake up in the morning and can you show up on time? I mean, that's really, you know?
Yeah.
Can you not piss off our customers?
Thank you. You're hired.
Be on time.
I don't need to know what kind of hamburger topping you would be if you were on top of a hamburger.
And don't steal anything. That's pretty much...
That's what we need to know.